Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Now I'm hot.
Hey, man. Austin, sometimes you looking at me like, this brother crazy. You know what? I am. It's all good.
I won't send you the bill.
That's all right. The check's in the mail.
Okay. All appreciate right. it.
Anyways,
it's like,
yeah, I know, right? This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop. 4 locations, 3 in Lincoln and 1 in Omaha. Check them out. Get on to Mercado.com. And then you can also, they have a great steakhouse over there. I know Dave from Renew. Here's the deal. Before we get into it, since we're talking a little NFL. See, this is the problem. Dudes take advantage of me.
Because you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave from New. He's a great dude. He's solid.
Nick beat him in a shootout today.
I know he did. Nick was bragging about it. Mm. Nick don't know. You got to let him win, Nick. Anyways. Nick.
Bad business.
He greedy. Mm. He be upgrading at the hotels up off me and stuff. Anyways,
Nick upgrades Sainer.
Yep. And so we're in this group text and like they put out the picks every week. You know what I mean? You know, college, you know, stuff. And I ain't paying any attention. I barely even check my text message or emails and stuff. So, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Just not really getting it. Got last because of James Franklin. Now I got to take these dudes out there for a steak dinner. So when we were talking about the, was it Casa Bovina?
Bovina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why he texted in. He's like, hey, you got place for 6. Got me hook, line, and sinker.
Dang.
They just trying to light my little chump change I got in my bank account out, man.
Rude. Just trying to be a good guy. They're trying to take advantage of you.
They trying to get me we're on a like a rookie night.
You paid your dues already.
Yeah, but I got my most a rookie in this group, but I can promise you next year ain't happening. Ain't happening, man. Anyways, it's NFL playoff time. The last 4. And much has been said, and you know, obviously from Mark Andrews, you know, unfortunate drop. Buffalo advancing to play Kansas City at Kansas City again. Is Kansas City on the way out? Then on the NFC side, you got the upstart Washington Commanders, who are for real with a rookie quarterback. I think he's had the best rookie season as a quarterback ever in NFL history. And going against probably the most talented roster in the Philadelphia Eagles. And I feel like, you know, overall star power, production, depth, youth, just put together really, really well. It's never going to be perfect. But we'll start with the Chiefs. For you, for everybody listening, are you buying Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, their whole thing that we're the underdogs and woe is me? And you know, we haven't been getting any favorable calls and so forth. Are you really buying it? Because here's what they're doing in their building. They are playing it up. Nobody believes in us. We're the underdogs, but everybody wants Buffalo to win. They think we're getting through the COVID. We're going to show you. We're going to show you. We're going to show everybody.
I think it's a fascinating dynamic because the Chiefs have the best of both worlds right now. Because they can say people are counting them off because, I mean, what, one of the worst 15-game winners in NFL history? Mm-hmm. It's hard to win 15 games in the NFL.
Period.
Even with an extra game. Like, they're franchises that go 5 or 6 years without winning 15 games, you know?
Trust me, I know.
To say, I know. You of all people would know, and I'm sorry to say that. But, you know, it's hard to win 15 games in the NFL. The Chiefs did it. I do think that the Chiefs are right and that, yeah, Josh Allen has better stats. Josh Allen has played some really darn good football this year. Buffalo looks like a monster. Buffalo took out a really strong competitor in the last round. They did. All of that can be true. So Kansas City, I think, isn't necessarily wrong to play the underdog card like athletes everywhere do. I mean, for goodness sake, Nick Saban started playing the underdog card at Alabama.
Yes.
You know, Kirby's played the underdog card at Georgia. That's just business as usual as sports. I kind of write it off, move on, whatever. You got to create, you know, motivation, determination, whatever the heck it is. But what I also think the Chiefs believe, and this is dangerous and people aren't talking about it, is they can add the underdog card, but also say, we own Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that's something that you think about Patrick Mahomes, right? The count to four with Trubisky or whatever after the touchdown against the Bears. He loves the underdog stuff. But these Chiefs are also good at being front runners. They can go into this game feeling like underdogs, but also feeling like they're supremely confident because Buffalo hasn't beat them when it's mattered. They have revenge on their mind because Buffalo beat them in the regular season. I'm not saying that's advantage Chiefs. I'm saying Buffalo, you know, might have a game plan. They've had really good games between these two teams. There's a reason it's been a lot of one possession games.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs can credibly play the underdog card because people have doubted them all year and don't take them as seriously. But they can also play that we're supremely confident because Buffalo hasn't proven they can beat us on this stage card.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I know they're going to come out fired up, and obviously it's a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So just by that alone, they're going to be ready to play. It's also interesting that they're going to this type of mindset is like at this point in time in Patrick Mahomes' career. It's too early.
Yeah.
You guys are too good. You guys have a dominant defense. You're playing at home. You've beaten Buffalo numerous times, especially in the championship or the playoffs. That's all that matters. And yeah, you need to be motivated, but I don't think you ever would have to motivate this team. I think when you win 15 games and you gut them out and it's ugly wins, and then you start to play good towards the end of the season, and then you embarrass Pittsburgh, I think on Christmas Day on like two or three days rest, you are plenty motivated. And so I wonder if it's a little bit of, we know we're not that good, so we're trying to talk it into existence. Or is it really, we're going to show up and try to play bully ball like they did at Baltimore last year against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? So it's going to be interesting to see, number one, how they come out and how what they're really true. Their play will let you know. Mm-hmm. Their actions will either verify or nullify what they've been saying. They really will just show you really what they're about, how they play.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, I'm interested in seeing how Buffalo reacts. I think it's going to be a good game. I can see Kansas City starting out fast, and then Buffalo gets going, and then obviously it's going to come down just like always to one possession. And it just, this game comes down to, like it always has, is just the simple things. Can you make the tackle on third down? Can you cover Travis Kelce? Can Stephon Diggs, you know, haul in a definitely catchable pass, essentially would have put him fast tracked on the way to the Hall of Fame. An iconic play in Buffalo history in his career. Can you when you're getting paid $20 million or whatever he's going to pay, you got to make that's what it's going to come down to. Will there be spectacular play? Sure. Will there might be like a special teams trick play or offensive trick play where they, you know, do something that you hadn't seen before, or they brought it back from 4 years ago, or when Eric Bieniemy was around, when he looked at 1945 tape of Army,
right?
He came with the play. Yeah, you'll get those, but it's going to come down to, you know, running, blocking, catching, and tackling. And it's no different than when Kansas City won their first Super Bowl. People forget Jimmy Garoppolo was one drop away, or I think he overthrew the pass to the receiver Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
On a wide open bang eight in a busted coverage by Kansas City. Mm-hmm. He catches that. We're not even talking. Kansas City loses that Super Bowl. It changes the whole path of that team, and they might be one or two Super Bowls less considering off of that. So it always comes down to one or two plays, or like, you know, a handful of plays that you just normally have to make. And can you make them in big games? And that's really what it's going to come down to.
And I think when we think about Kansas City and Buffalo, we think about a lot of those big plays, whether it's the Diggs thing, whether it's the Kelce 13 seconds thing. But even plays like that, they're big, but they're the little things, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, Stephon Diggs, you're getting paid $20 million to be an all-pro first-team receiver. You're the guy. You step up and make that catch. The Travis Kelce thing wasn't anything but film study,
mm-hmm.
right? That wasn't a great player, you know, putting the team on his back, going all Tommy Frazier, whatever, breaking so many tackles.
Yeah.
It was, hey, guess what? We put in the work ahead of time, and when the moment came, we made the play.
Yeah, it's no different than, you know, like everybody talks about, or and I always talked about, Stephon Diggs needed to make that play. But then also, on a previous drive, or maybe on that drive, Josh Allen should have thrown the drag route to Stephon Diggs, and then he went to somewhere else, and they didn't catch it. So there's plenty of blame to go around.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because it didn't work early, you don't go back to it late. Well, it didn't work early because the situation is totally different. You have to go down back to your principles. And it's no different than a great text here from Brad. As much as we're talking about the players, it's also the referees as well. He says this, didn't Houston get flagged for hitting each other in the area of Mahomes? Yes. Is it the questionable quarterback hit to the head with Will Anderson against Patrick Mahomes?
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you're operating at an enterprise level, nothing drives success more than effective team communication. Grammarly for Enterprise enables your company to work smarter and faster. Other AI tools can't quantify impact. With Grammarly,
you get measurable results and actionable insights, like tracking key metrics that include brand compliance and readability from their effective communication score. Because when you're able to visualize your team's impact and compare performance against industry benchmarks, you can make data-driven decisions that improve critical business outcomes. So whether you need to streamline messaging between technical and marketing initiatives or cut down on emails between external collaborators, you can trust Grammarly to help employees communicate effectively across the board. Start boosting productivity company-wide with Grammarly. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. That's grammarly.com/enterprise.
Those are game-changing plays. That's why where you see Kansas City at home, much like when the Patriots were really rolling, you're getting the benefit of the doubt, but then also you're getting predetermined calls as well. And so when you're playing against Patrick Mahomes and or at that time Tom Brady, you got to have that a game plan for that as well. You almost have to practice these situations. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's 3rd and 5. We stop them, but we got a 15-yard roughing the passer or opposite field holding, defensive holding, which is 5 yards. Okay, how do we combat that? Because if you try to go into the game in this type of situation at Kansas City, like Strick says, butt naked, then you get caught by surprise. And so will it be the same magnitude in practice? No, but you want to have to where, okay. And I used to do this sometimes when you in basketball. I was like, okay, if we scrimmage, not give them calls, because you're not going to get all the calls that you think you deserve in the game. Now, when you have some calls that are really, really bad and for Kansas City or not, and the phantom calls, you got to keep battling, because ultimately you can't go back and change the calls. That's the one thing about football or in any sport, you can't go back and change it. You can be frustrated, but you got to move on quickly, because you don't want to compound the interest. Like I always say, is that allow that one bad call lead to me not making a check, you getting beat, and then we're focusing on the end when actually is the cause that we didn't deal with at the beginning.
What's the psyche for Buffalo, right? I haven't heard you in the couple of years we've been doing this now ever call Buffalo's mental toughness into question in these games, right? Are they in a good spot?
I think they're in a
mentally
great spot.
Like, how have they handled some of these moments and bounced back from them?
I think, well, to keep coming back, I think they're in a good place. But also I think, and this is not a dig on Stephon Diggs, because I think sometimes Stephon Diggs reminds me of Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
He does. Like, think about how he left Minnesota.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, you got a great setup. They don't draft Justin Jefferson. And if you're still there.
Yeah, no.
And you got your partner in crime and Adam Thielen. Mm-hmm. You're the dude. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't good enough, because you weren't the dude. Mm. Right? You go to Buffalo. When you get there, you're on your best behavior. It works out.
Got a better quarterback.
Over 1,000 every year. You're going to Pro mm-hmm. Bowls. You're starting to kind of inch up towards Kansas City. But then Josh Allen is the quarterback. He starts to get the national recognition. You don't. Now, it's a little bit of both. You're getting your feelings. Now you leave again. Right? The same mm-hmm. thing with Jimmy Butler.
When you leave on a bad note.
You leave, right.
On a really crappy note.
Right, on a crappy note. Now he goes to Houston. Gets with CJ. Unfortunately, got hurt, which I think he would have really done well against Kansas City, but he wasn't able to play. Is that I think when he left, I think it allowed Josh Allen to expand. It allowed the coaching staff to expand. I think it was actually probably good timing, unlike the Giants, who let Saquon go. You let Stephon Diggs go, even though they wanted him back, but they were able to get some really good mid-market free agents. Get Kenyon Coleman, who can be a strong number two, but he's a good 50-50 ball, especially with Josh Allen. The body type and the catch radius works well. But then you allow James Cook to really get going. Then you allow the offensive line and the physicality with Brown, their right tackle, Dawkins, their left tackle, and their interior guys get going with two really good tight ends. And, running backs, and Davis obviously is another running back out of the backfield, a young rookie, that they're able to really, really spread the field and really put a lot more pressure on a defense like Kansas City, on a defense like Baltimore, to where you can't just hone in on Diggs, because Josh Allen, whether it's like directly or indirectly, knew third and six, I got to go to Stephon Diggs because I know he's going to be in my ear on the sidelines, versus now, whoever's open, I got to get the ball to him.
It's a fascinating balance. We see it in football. We see it in basketball all the time. You have your best players that you need to get the ball to because they're your best players. But sometimes, even if, you know, Buffalo's receiving core on the surface doesn't look as talented with Stephon Diggs gone, and I'm not saying you should want to lose a guy like Stephon Diggs. I don't want to even begin to insinuate it's addition by subtraction. But sometimes you can find the silver lining around the cloud that was the storm of Stephon Diggs at the end and then leaving by other guys stepping up, by rising to the occasion, by being able to give them more developmental reps to see what they're capable of. And then to your point, when you're less predictable, you're harder to guard, right? Yeah. I can only assume for you as a linebacker, I know for me playing some defense in basketball, when we knew who the one guy was for another team, we could load up and stop them, dare other guys to beat us. They couldn't do it, or we would take our chances with it.
Yeah.
But when you have three, four, five guys on the floor who can all do something, you can't load up on them, and they know their role, and their offensive coordinator, their quarterback knows when to get the ball to them, that's almost impossible to guard, and says a lot about, I think, why Buffalo's offense has been so good and been so consistent all year, despite not having a Diggs-level receiver individually.
Yeah, and then you're able to make a midseason trade for Amari Cooper, which, you know, paid some dividends, but it also brings maybe a part that Stephon Diggs was lacking, is the ability to be that calming force in the wide receiver room, a sure-handed, you know, catching, obviously catching radius, but then also route running and stuff like that. So he's able to add two players with one. Now, you'd like to see them be a little bit farther along in their connection, but I know that Josh Allen won't think twice about going towards them. So you could look maybe to Amari Cooper in this type of game, kind of like how the Chiefs got DeAndre Hopkins to play big dividends, especially after both of them weren't very productive in the previous game. So I like where Buffalo's at mentally. I think, like, you know, Sean McDermott, I think he's a good coach, and they got, you know, with Bean and all them, I think they're ready to go. It's going to come down to the players going out there and executing, and you know, and not, and it, you're playing against a great player in Patrick Mahomes. You played him before, so you shouldn't, you know, go out there and play scared.
No.
You should go out there and obviously just play as hard as you can, and then obviously just be in the moment, and then, you know, you got to make plays. Don't sit around and wait for Josh Allen to run around and make spectacular plays. Just make the plays systematically, articulate down the field, and you know, give him a little bit over Hank Stram himself, articulate down the field. And then you got to just take the breath away from him. And then when you got a chance to kind of, I like to say, when you got a chance to, you know, kill Kansas City, you got to kill them. You cannot give them a break.
And that moment might come in the first or second quarter.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be late. I mean, I'm sure that would be sweet as Bills fans to get your own revenge, have your own version of 13 seconds or a game-winning drive or whatever it is. But honestly, the way this Kansas City team is built, you can't write them off. But maybe you get up 14-0 or, you know, 15-0. You surprise me, go for two, make it a three-possession game early. Buffalo's defense is still good.
Yeah, and they can pass rush. You know? I mean, I think
they can get after you.
I think the health of Von Miller helps, the emergence of Greg Russo. I think the depth across the defensive line, and they played better against the run this year than I thought they would. So I think as long as they do the things they're supposed to, they, you know, it'll be just fine. It won't be easy, but I think they can do it.
That part, and this is where I'll go back to Husker football, to Husker basketball, looking to get off the losing streak. When you win a game of this magnitude, or for Husker basketball, just a game, it's not going to be in a blowout. You wouldn't want it in a blowout, I wouldn't hope, right? You have to know what it's like. You're not that good. The other team's, you know, paid, compensated well, too. And you got to earn it. It's going to be so much more worth it if you go through the trials, the tribulations, the adversity, the tough moments where you have success, they have success, and you battle back. That's going to be so much more worth it in the long run if you beat them by earning it, instead of they played their worst game ever, you took advantage of some uncharacteristic mistakes, and you win 38-0. I'm sure it'd be sweet in the moment, but what do you really learn from that?
Oh, you learn that you beat the brakes off.
Well,
you're going to the Super Bowl, but I just think that, yeah, they're going to have to gut it out, because you know Patrick Mahomes, and they ain't going to quit. And then as far as the basketball team goes, I think it's a very winnable game of going up there against Wisconsin. I think they match up probably better against Wisconsin than, say, USC. And now they just got to go do it. And, you know, the answers to the test are there. Now you just got to, you got to study for it, which is prepare. And then you got to execute and fill in the answers correctly. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We got some funny, not funny news, but I want people, we got the, I don't know if you saw Austin. Valdosta State. Is that it?
Yeah.
They got runner up in the Division II national championship game. And their coach left for Prairie View A&M. But the deal is, since they didn't win it, the school said, man, you guys want your rings, your runner up rings? Buy them yourself. So, anyways, we're going to expand on the story after this. You know, it's sometimes you find out where people's true colors are when you need them to step up and show you by action. They said no action, but we could give it to you at a sale price. Now you got to think, Division II guys probably aren't getting any NIL money. That's a long stretch for every player on the team to pony up for it. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.